The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 18th chapter. Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, 'Give me justice against my adversary.' For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, 'Though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice so that she will not beat me down with her continual coming.' And the Lord said, 'Hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" This is the gospel of the Lord. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please be seated. St. Luke writes, Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. They are the disciples, those whom Jesus are preparing for the last days when they will no longer see him, but would have to watch and pray. And so Jesus tells you what this parable means, and it's a good thing, because it's easy to miss the point. The God figure is a crooked judge who neither fears God nor men and is probably on the take. The faith figure is a pesky widow who shows up in his courtroom day after day after day to make the same demand for justice. And while the crooked judge couldn't care less about it, he will give her the justice she seeks for no other reason than she's grinding him down with her persistence and her petitions day after day. And that's the picture of stubborn faith at persistent prayer. God the Father is not an unrighteous judge, but he's the righteous one whose judgments are pure and precise. So if a crooked judge can be persuaded by the persistent petitions of a woman seeking justice, how much more will God, the righteous judge, work justice for his children who cry out to him night and day? You have Jesus' word on it. The key word is persistence. Persistent prayer flows from grounded faith, which is why it is pointless to tell an unbeliever to pray. Because prayer is an exercise of faith, of trust in God's promise. Now, it might be a small faith, it might be a dim faith, it might be a flickering faith. Even the tiniest little opening in a wall of unbelief. But there must be faith for there to be prayer. That's why Jesus ends with the question. Not will there be prayer when the Son of Man comes. There will surely be prayer. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? So why do you lose heart? And why do you always fail to pray? Mostly it's impatience, because impatience kills persistence. The old Adam within you is very impatient. It's now or never. I want it my way in 60 seconds or less. Because we hate standing in long lines. We hate being stuck in traffic. We hate being told to take a number and wait your turn. Because important people don't wait to be seated at a restaurant, so we want it now. Instant gratification. But prayer is an exercise in patience. You are praying to the God for whom a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. So it could take a while. One of the characteristics of faith is patient endurance, persistence in the face of difficulty. So the woman keeps coming back to the crooked judge with her persistent petitions because she has nowhere else to go. So even if the judge is uncaring and even if he is unsympathetic to her cause, sitting on the bench and waiting for a bribe, she keeps coming back to him day after day after day because there's no one else who can grant her justice. But you lose patience with prayer. You don't get what you want when you want it, and so you quit. Or you look for a more productive path. And so your prayers become shallow and sporadic and undisciplined and anemic. It's like going to the gym just a few times and lifting a few weights and then deciding, this exercise stuff doesn't work because I don't see any new muscles. Prayer is exercised over the long haul. It's an ultra marathon. It's not a 50-yard dash. But conditioned by our instant everything world, your self-centered natures quickly run out of steam. But still, Jesus asks, will God not give justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? And so we pray for those that are on our prayer list. Sometimes it's the same names week after week after week. Some of them get better. Some of them die. And some of them stay the same. We keep praying anyway because that's what faith does. But there's this foolish idea floating around out there that God is some kind of vending machine sitting there upon his throne. Drop in the quarters of your praise and the dimes of your faith and out pop the blessings you want on demand. Don't buy it. Prayer is persistent. Prayer is patient. Because God isn't that vending machine. Because you know what happens when the vending machine eats your quarter. You kick it, you pound on it, you cuss at it. Or you just give up and find another one that'll deliver the goods. No, the life of prayer is like Jacob wrestling with God in the wilderness. Jacob pins him down and he won't let him go, even with his hip out of joint. He won't let go until he gets a blessing. That's the stubborn persistence of faith. And so Jacob is renamed Israel, the one who wrestles with God. And that's what the church is. That's what baptized believers are, God's Israel, those who wrestle with God in persistent prayer. And yeah, you walk with a limp by faith, not by sight. But that disjointed hip of not seeing is your strength. Because when you are weak in yourselves, then you are strong in the strength of God. Because even Jesus prayed. He prayed fervently in the garden that the cup of his death would be taken away, that there would be another way. Yet not my way, but yours be done. He prays for those who mock him. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. He prays to the Father when the Father was absent in his suffering. My God, why have you forsaken me? And he prayed his dying breath in the darkness to his silent Father. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Jesus prays for the world. He prays for his church. He prays for you. Interceding as the world's high priest, offering the blood of his once-for-all sacrifice. He prays before the throne of his Father as the one who wrestled with God on your behalf, who lost not a hip joint but his life in order to save you and bring you into that intimate life of prayer. Jesus is that persistent widow in the parable. He's pleading for justice before the eternal throne. He has done God's justice to your sins. For his prayers are always heard, and through him, in his spirit, your prayers are heard too. So it's no empty religious exercise to pray. Prayer, together with praise, is the voice of faith exhaling, breathing out what God has breathed into you with his spirit-breathed word. Prayer is to come as dear children coming to their good and gracious Father through his Son by the Holy Spirit. Prayer is the family conversation of God's household in which your deepest longings and hopes, your desires for forgiveness and for life and for salvation are laid before your Father's throne. They are heard and they're answered. Jacob called that place where he wrestled with God Peniel, the face of God. He says, I've seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered. So Peniel, the Jesus place, where you encounter God in the flesh of his Son, here, here to baptize you, here to forgive you, here to give his body and blood, here, God's face shines upon you, his countenance is lifted upon you, and you have peace. Here is where faith in Jesus is forged and fed by his word and spirit. And where faith is forged and fed, there's always persistent and patient prayer. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.